I just want to begin in Simon Kuf Chav Tet Sif Yud Bey. Mi sheyesh lo shem echad begol v'shem echad v'yehuda v'hu v'yishla v'malkam shem makirin bel ala b'shem echad bein shuhu echad miyashnei shemot bein shuhu shem acher v'chad chile yechlo yesh lo lichtav kol ha-shemot sheyesh lo. Okay. All the names. And the question is, how far does this go? So the Mechaba goes on. O yichtav shem sheyesh lo sham v'yichtav kol shum. This is the Mechaba, of course, speaking with Shittas. V'mlo kosev al ha-shem sheyesh b'makom shuhu v'yish lo sham kosher. Okay. Dr. Beis Shmuel Chavet. Mashma filu im yodim ba'osu makom sheyesh lo shem b'makom acher mikom makom kosher kevin shenosin aget kan b'shem sheyesh lo ba'osu makom. Hani shem os haino shahu ba'atma magzik b'medina zu also shem b'medina acheres magzik l'atma shem acher. Okay. So what emerges over here? That the Beis Shmuel seems to be passing over here that if you have a name in another place, you're in one place. You live there, your wife lives there, the get is written there, the get is given there, everything's in one place. And there's only one name in that place. But in some other faraway place, there may be another name. What about that kind of a case? You get an impression from the Beis Shmuel that should be written, although but the evidence certainly wouldn't be ma'akev. This is a very common situation. We just had this, as a matter of fact, last week in the get in the Bezdin, where a woman has one name in America and a different name in Eretz Yisrael. And the get was written in America, given in America, everything here in America. And the question was, do you put in the name of Eretz Yisrael as well? And the whole discussion back and forth, is it a legitimate name? And once it was determined that it is a legitimate name, that the family called it by that name in Eretz Yisrael, the name was inserted into the get. Even though if the name would have been missing, presumably it would have been a kosher get without. Now, that's just for openness, because the people sometimes were so much fixated by the Shem Mokom Ksiva, Mokom and Mokom Nesina, which is a very important discussion we spoke about a little bit last time. We should remember that even if it's in a third place, it's still something which is worthy to be put into the get. Okay, I just wanted to start with that because that's a reason to put in Sheamus. And we have a general bias to put in Sheamus as long as it's a legitimate name, you put it in, you know, as long as you make sure you're not making a mistake. But as we shall see soon, that's the main topic we'll get to, not to make a mistake. A mistake of omission is not as bad as a mistake of commission. That's true in general, it's true in Hilchos Sheamus as well. Take, for example, titles. Let's go back to Siv Zayin. Same business. Siv Zayin. Titles. Im kosa ploni achocham o arava o anasi afa pisha hein karan also kain. Kamena barochi aget kosher. Kev and shiska shmo beferish. Ava lachat chila ein kos fin rava o chocham. Afilu hu aviv. Hu o aviv rava o chocham. Muzi beka. Ala kos fin ploni ben ploni. Says, semen akot ala kot. The Mechaba starts saying that you put it in rava about someone who's not a rava. Get is still going to be kosher. Comes to Ramon, says, if he is a Rav, you don't write a Rav. And that's our meaning nowadays. We never write it. The Beis Shmuel doesn't understand it. Sivkot Yud Gimel, Lachor Tamua, Lo Main Kosin Rav, Alo Im Ein Kosin Rav, Havi Kashinu, Kevin Shunikra B'Shem Rav. The Rabbi Bleichel, by the last one, what's his name? The Revitson, or the Rabbi. So you have to put in B'Shem Rav. And he quotes the Shulta Gibor, and Kosav Tuvia, V'Nikra Rav Tuvia, Choshen l'shini Hashem. Well, so, you know, there is such a position. Now, generally speaking, we try to take into account such positions, even if they're minority views. Nonetheless, this, to my knowledge, nobody writes a Rav, to my knowledge, in a get. In Ksubis, that's already a matter of dispute. Rav Soloveitchik, Zichron Levracha, would say, don't write a Rav in a Ksuba. because I guess he felt like some people said we should medakta gan ksuba like a medakta gan get. He used to write ksuba the Norus. Yeah, that no one else does that either. But he didn't put in harav. I know that when I got married, the word harav didn't appear. I was a mister at the time, but both my father and father-in-law both had the title rav. Both katzmich and mister shiva. I think probably one of them was even signed by him, one was signed by his father. So it wasn't if he didn't hold from the harav, left it out. And I try to follow that. However, I'm not as ikvi as he may have been. And if a person, you know, my father wants to be called a rav, and I'll be insulted if he won't call a rav. It's only a ksuba, so I'll put it in. I was at a in the ksuba. When you get married. Wow. Find out about the chosn tish. If you made it or didn't make it. That's not right. If you didn't make it. No, but that can lead to a psychological blow to a chosn, the Yom Kippur.
I didn't understand why I made this wrong. That's what they told me.
I may I digress for a moment. It's so much on my mind. It was a Rav from Eretz Yisrael who spoke at my shul past Shabbos. He's right, he wrote a little kuntz about ksubas. So he's talking about ksubas, the names of ksubas, and people make mistakes in ksubas. So he said, he told the following story, mind-boggling story. It was a story, later on he whispered to me who it was. It was a story of a woman in Eretz Yisrael who was adopted. And although it wasn't that long ago, she didn't know she was adopted. Now, nowadays, almost most people who are adopted now know they're adopted. It wasn't so 50 years ago. But she didn't know she was adopted. Came to the chasana. So the way he described it, the chasidus was a brisket. That was the word that was used. That's a very general term. I can't imagine a chaim brisket would ever do such a thing, which I'll describe in a minute. But, so the girl didn't know that she was adopted, and she always thought her father, in whose house she grew up, was a natural father, and he had a certain name. So they were trying to figure out what to do. I mean, they're I'm not able to learn subas now. Some put in Hamagadlo, and some and they don't read it, and some have took subas, and some have whatever. Huh? One fake. No, not took subas. And some of Mekel to put in the father's name, Azoy, whatever sheet you want to have. Okay. But what happened here, believe it or not, because what he told me, he said he was there. The girl thought this is her father. No one tipped her off in advance that maybe it's not true, so maybe she should get it. We expect some kind of a surprise. She's standing there under the chuppah, and they're reading the ksuba because she was a brisket, and you can't, no, you got to put in a natural father. You know what a natural father is. Doesn't matter if you don't, if you put it in whatever it is, I'll call upon him. As she's standing there, she has to put a ring on her finger. No, she doesn't see the ksuba. Ksuba still has been done in the chasm station. As she's under the chuppah, standing next to the chasm, master of the kiddushin, the guy's reading the ksuba and it says, Plonis bat, a different name. So either she shrieked or she fainted or she swooned or what? So that you should not do. I can't imagine if Chaim Brisker would ever do that. So I'm just explaining. We were talking about things that stories fresh in my mind. It's only Monday. I heard the story on Shabbos. I'm still a little bit shaken by the story. The person said he was there. How not to handle the situation. How it's handled, you don't believe it.
No. The natural reaction isn't the pain. The natural reaction is to tell the person you made a mistake.
Okay.
Unless you suspect it.
Okay, no, so she didn't, but whatever. She was, it was the whole Sharuya. She said, what's this? And they said, this. She discovered under Uncle Chuba she was an adopted child. So that's what the story was. That's not the most appropriate time. So I'm saying, how do you get Hachava? You decide at your tish tell you made Hachava, you don't make Hachava. That's not, in my opinion, that's not the time to tell someone that he made it or didn't make it. See, Ania Zayt. Okay. So we leave out all the titles. That's why. Whatever it may be. Now I'm going to tell you a story. The Beis Shmuel said you leave out the title, it's a mistake. So I remember like yesterday, another story. Stories are good because they remember things from stories. When when my the first chasna we made, my son Moshe got married, and the ksuba was written, nice ksuba, and one of the eidei ksuba mitzad hakala was Rabbi Peretz Steinberg, very close with the Adlerstein family. You know, I remember the Adlerstein. So they're reading the ksuba, you know, with Hashem Zon. The chasna is reading the ksuba, and the eidei were reading the ksuba in advance. A mistake! Yells at Rabbi Steinberg. I see a mistake. I read it over so many times. A mistake. Yeah, what's a mistake? It doesn't say Harav. It doesn't say Harav. It's left out twice. It's left out by my name and my name and Chutin's name. He must have held like the Veshmul. I'm just saying, it was a late sonus, but at the same time, you know, there was a Veshmul that says that they really shouldn't be left out, but the Maisa. My rabbi left it out, so I followed that, and even in a ksuba, and again, I don't think anyone writes harav or chacham at all, despite the fact that it's called the Rishini Hashem, Choshel Rishini Hashem, by the Shilta Gibor. I think the reason is, of course, what? I mean, Bizman Azesh, maybe in the days of the Shilta Gibor, they did write it, left it out. That could be. It makes sense. If no one writes it, then it's an Eitz Shinian. Very good. That's the solution to the problem of the Beis Shmuel. Of course, the reason we left it out is they were afraid for a Shini in the other direction. So you write around someone who's not around. It's true the Mechaber says even that's okay, but that's not so posh. And this leads to the next context of Cohen and Levi. If you leave it out, after all said and done, we assume it's kosher. But although that's not everyone agrees with that. Something that says nowadays we usually do put it in, maybe consider it to be possible, but no, despite that fact, bottom line is it's kosher. You put it in when it doesn't belong, according to Rov Poskim, it's possible. So again, the same theory over and over again. When in doubt, leave it out. Even if there may be a shita which may say that it's a problem, such as the kinui of a rav in the case of the Beis Shmuel and the Shilta Giborim, the kini of Cohen and Levi, if you're not sure, Cohen and Levi, not Cohen and Levi, the minigas these days, we leave it out, and even though the chatzchila we do put it in, and we'd rather leave it out than put it in when it's wrong. Even though this is v'yesh omim the apostle, me'acha shenogu l'kosvo, it's a ramo. If you leave it out, it's no good. Nonetheless, the minig Yisrael, I think, is to be makel, because there are more rights. It's a suffix, Kohen and Levi, you give two gittin. I haven't seen that. The most tips where I've seen where there's a suffix, Kohen and Levi, they leave it out. Shnei gittin is itself not the most ideal situation. As they say, ain't kosn shnei gittin ala midochak. Even though you have it in a few places, generally speaking, it's left out. Just the next one, in kosn ploni bar ploni, ploni ben ploni, even though it's largely in Aramaic, so this Beis Shmuel says bar can mean chutz, one notion borrow. I thought that better pshat, because bar could be berav, ben rav. It could be a position of Rosh Hashanah. Who says that pshat? Somebody. Right. That's where somebody says that pshat. Because as we write ben, so it should be as clear as possible. You don't write ben harav. You don't even write bar. Okay. Fine. Again, we're trying to establish a certain pattern over here of what's left out. Okay. What about a person that has two names? This is today extremely common. You get an impression that in the time of the Gemara, people generally speaking did not have two names. The rarity. Even until the time of the Rishonim, the Bali Atos of Rabbi Yaakov Yisroel, which is really basically the same name. You don't really have too much two names. You don't find this. I'm not an expert in what the sociology is. Why? When did it start? Why did it start? Probably because they started naming after the deceased. There were fights. You know, that's like the sum. They started with two names. So here you have, for example, in Sif Yudalid, Mishi Yesho Shnei Shemus, Kosvin Ruven de Miskari Shimon. Okay, that's if he has, he's called, sometimes as the Beis Shmuel Chavdalid explains, and the Yeshua B'makam Ksiva Shem Echad, and B'makam Nesina Yeshua Shem Acher. So right, Reuben Shimon, Yesh Poslin. So no one calls him Reuben Shimon. Some places they call him Reuben, some places they call him Shimon. That's a very serious problem. But what happens if he's called by both names together? In Nikra Mishnei Shemus together, Reuben Shimon. Also the Hepech. The Tzorach Lichtov Dafka Shneim below the Miskri. Fritten Reuben, the Miskri Shimon, that's Mamash false. It's not Reuben who's called Shimon. It's called Reuben Shimon. So you got to write down Reuben Shimon. And then these things are Mamash false, but the Evan. As the Mishmul explains here in Sivkotan, Chof Dalit. And of course, the question becomes, what happens today? You know, now in certain, I don't know how to say it, in certain more yeshivish, more chassidish circles, they call everybody two names. They call by both names. When I grew up, there was almost nobody who was called with two names. Almost nobody. But almost everybody had two names. The same reason. They gave them two names because they were trying to name after two different people. But everyone was called by their first name. I mean, it's a general rule. I mean, everyone. I'm exaggerating, of course. Almost everyone was called Chaim, his name was Chaim Shimon. I mean, it's down the road. That was the average person in the class, in the shiur, in the yeshiva. The average guy who called up to the Torah with two names. More, I would say more people than not were called up with two names. And almost no one was called two names. So I don't know how it is nowadays. I'm not sure if going into the bar mitzvah classes and see what the reality is. So what do you do in that kind of a case? What do you do? So the Beis Shmuel talks about it a little bit. You have to write down Chaim Shimon who's called Chaim. They ever called him Chaim. No one calls him. Almost no one calls him Chaim Shimon. The Gabbai calls him Chaim Shimon. But everyone's calling him just plain Chaim. So you have to be the Ramo writes on the Mechaber said him Kosei Reuven Shimon Yesh Mishoma Shu Posel Aval Im Nikra B'Shnei Hashemos B'Yachad Osh Ola Kachal Sefer Torah then it's kosher. What do you mean? What do you mean, kosher? The Mishmos Taina said, "Rabbi, mean kosher." That's the way you're supposed to write it. Sarich Lichtov Shnehem Davka Chaim Shimon. All right, but people aren't. That's how he's called to the Torah, Chaim Shimon. But is he being called by his friends, Chaim Shimon? Maybe not. So perhaps it's enough to write down Chaim Shimon, and you can just leave it as such. And there are others who say no. Since no one calls him Chaim Shimon, that's right, huh? That's right, Chaim Shimon, who's called Chaim. That's what happens, even though it's repetitive. So that people don't like that, because you may think it really is a change in the Mivtah, change in the change in the pronunciation, if you write that. That's what the Pitzchei Tshuva speaks about over here at some length. In Siv Koton Lamed Vov. This is a very common and serious question. What to do about these kinds of situations? Very, very common. Very common. So what do you do? So different Mesadim have different ways of handling this. Some will say, look, his name is Chaim Shimon, or Chaim Shimon. Others will say Chaim Shimon is called Chaim, because he's Miskri Chaim. That's what he's called. And the name Shimon is only one of those names that is used for Aliyah LaTorah, almost for nothing else. And therefore, since everyone knows him as Chaim and not as Chaim Shimon, except for the Gabbai, whoever's paying careful attention when he's getting called up for an Aliyah, most people are not, we assume, are not paying such careful attention. That's the assumption of all the poskim over here. So you have a potential Shini Hashem. He's not Chaim Shimon. He's only Chaim. So that's the question. Take a look over here. Take a look in the Pitzchei Tshuva here, Lamed Vav. It's very long. I want to read the whole thing. Just a few of the highlights here. Let's see. Beis Shmuel had a time against the Ramo. The Ramo said it's kosher. He should have said, because of the say the Gittin the Maram, the Af Shenikra repeat Kol Shvishnei Hashemot Yachad, Him Olu the Sefer Torah Be'echad Levad. Sarach Lichtov the Miskri. That's a backwards case. I don't know people who are called two names and they only called to the Sefer Torah with one name. I don't know if that's such a common case. No, I don't mean that. We're talking about he's called up Chaim and then his friends call him Chaim Shimon. Never called him Velvo.
Everybody calls
them Zebul. Right. That could be. It's common? It's called
the last generation.
Yeah, I don't think it's.
Is that the one the old school called?
Ah, really? I never. I'm younger than you. I don't remember seeing such a thing. Okay. Here, but let's. This is what I really want to talk about. The Hinei, those looking in the Pisgah Tshuva inside. This is the common case that I thought was the most common case. Im ola le Torah v'chosen b'shnei shemes. Chosen. People now sign in English. Who signs b'chlal? And who people go through a whole lifetime and never sign their name in Hebrew. Really? I'm talking about even from Balabat. Go literally go through a whole lifetime and never sign their name in Hebrew. Can that? Okay. So let's see about the chosen for our purpose. But ola le Torah b'shnei shemes. V'nikra v'fikol rak b'yechot yesh b'zeh chiluke deyitz. Quote the Seder Maharam, to write down demiskiri. Because the Misha nikra b'fikol v'ola b'tor v'chosin b'shnei shemes yachad kos v'shneim below miskiri. Okay, avam nikra v'chule ola b'tor v'chosin b'shneim yachad v'nikra b'fikol v'kechot b'yechot kos v'demiskiri. What does that mean? Mashmo is the vore. D'zeh akal chol d'af l'mish yesh lo shnei shemes mileida. Mikomakom b'chai gavna kosin de miskri bain shnei ha-shemes. It's a pella otzum. The Torah's Gittin says, the daf shenikra b'chikol b'shnei shemes k'mo shem arisa od ein lichto b'neim de miskri holo shneim shem echad u'mamash nechsha acham nikra b'chikol rak echad b'echad mehen v'yesh kan gili milsa d'lav shem echad hein kosin b'en shnei ha-shemes de miskri. And that's how the Beis Meir understands. However, the Beis Meir said it's wrong. The Chatzchili should write down Shneim below the Miskri. The Dieved, Kosher. He gives a case. He was called Yaakov Yisroel. That's the original case of two names we haven't touched it. Yaakov Yisroel. If he called Nikorak Yisroel, that's already a little unusual. It's called, okay, but second name. That's, today it's quite common, but What happened? V'sida mor echad Yaakov Yisroel de miskri Yisroel. But the Rabbonim in the Rid of Frankfurt, the other, wouldn't accept it even by the evidence puzzle. Why? The Miloshin zem mashma de b'shem Yisroel atzmo yeshimi b'kriyoso. Yisroel, look, it's called Yisroel. I don't know. It's the same thing as them. That's how they understood that Yaakov Yisroel de miskri Yisroel. That's what he says. But my Rav Margolius says exactly, basic prime is exactly what you write. And that's what I thought was true. If you're going to write, Kevish Shneim Shemus Leda, Vola Bator Vachosin Mishneim, Reuven Shimon, Vinikar Vifia called Rak Reuven, Im Yichto Reuven the Miskri Shimon Postle. That's what I thought. No one calls him by Shimon only. Rak Shinikra Shimon Nikra Reuven Shimon. Ula Forest the Miskri Gam Shimon Vitirvim Reuven and Lashon Sol, okay? Rak Shechistov. Reuven, Shimon, the Miskri, Reuven. And the Beis Meir Shash, what the thing it means, Reuven. Lav Chashashu. That's what I thought. That was a better thing to do. So you have, the question is, if you do that, or do nothing. Either Reuven, Shimon, the Miskri, Reuven, or Reuven, Shimon, period. I don't know what they're doing in various what they did on this question. This is a very common question. You know, this is, of course, by from people. But by the non-from, they have one or two as many names as they have, they're called Charlie. That's a whole different story. We're not going into that right now. I'm talking about the typical from, you know, kid, and comes to from Baal Megarish, that he's called, his name is Reuven Shimon, never calls him Reuven. I mean, they call him by his Jewish name. Yeah. They all follow the Meraz Margolius? Okay. Okay. I thought that's the proper way, even though there was a. Again, why am I keep saying this? It's always that worry that you worry about the Beis Meir's chash. Whatever there's a chash. Now, if you write only Reuven Shimon, and then people call him Reuven, that's also maybe a chash. Maybe you know it's what's the question? What's the greater chash? Everyone calls his name is Chaim Yaakov, and everyone calls him only Chaim. So you write only Chaim Yaakov. So that might be say, well, his name is not Hebrew. I only know him as Chaim. That's a chash. It's all the Torah Chaim Yaakov, but people are not so paying such careful attention with all the Torah. On the other hand, if the Beis Meir has this remote chashash, I thought it's better to forget about the Beis Meir's chashash, as Rav Frantz Almagolia said, forget about it, not chashash k'tal. Chaim Yaakov is a mystery, Chaim, and that's all. I think most, besides them, I think in fact do that. But there may be those who are a little bit gun-shy, and they just say, Chaim Yaakov, that's it. And that's what he's called in the Torah. And even though most people know him as Chaim, people understand that that there are people who have two names and they're called the Torah, and the friends call them by one, they call the Torah by two. Next time, pay attention when you get an Aliyah. So I can understand whether some bad, but they didn't. I might do it that way. But I do believe that, in fact, most of the Sadrim are writing, are following Rav Chaim Zalman Margolius, despite the position of the base man. I just want to go through the cases one by one, and you see a constant tension between, do you leave it out, do you put it in? And there are always going to be ups and downs to either position. And then the minig had the sulfur, the dayonim, but Misadre Gittin are different in the various circumstances. Okay, let's take a look at Sif Tezvav, for example. Mishi Yesh Lo Shnei Shemen. Okay, two names. Vashem Hasheni Yotzi Me Hashem Arishin. Vashem the Narus. Yitzchakin Aaron. Aaron in the Chayotzi Bazeh. Ein Tzorech Lichtov Shem the Narus Klau. Finish. You know, you leave it out. Huh? You leave it out. Because people understand. You have with a hey.
Yeah, the old version.
Yeah, the Baruch Hashem, this new version, they corrected the mistake and they put it. It says Naharos, some type of the Baruch Hazetza thought it's rivers, but Naarus, it's Moshon Naar. This with the new ones corrected it. How it could go through so many printings that no one should bother doing anything about it, huh? That's okay. The Ramah, however, adds something. Ramah says, Yaakov and what he calls Yekel, maybe we call it Yankel, or I don't know what we call it nowadays. Avram Aberlin, Miu, him wrote a lichtov, Eino Mazik. You want to write it in? Okay. Eino Mazik. Eino Mazik. So here, where there's no, not, he says there's no downside, so if you know clearly what the name is, then maybe Misadrim who are going to put it in. Despite that fact, I think most Misadrim do not put it in, to my knowledge. If they consider it to be a nickname that's coming from the original name, a kiddie name, you know, most people are called by, I don't know if it is nowadays. When I grew up, every name ended with E. Every name. Yaakov was Yankee, he was... Yitzchak was Yitzi, and Moshe was Moshe. Yeah, every name, and every, it had to be a funny name, that like David was Dovi. Every name ended with E. That's how it worked. It depends how many syllables were in the name, how much they cut it short, or they added. Huh? They had some of that added. Avremi, right? They added the Yud. They didn't want to call him Avi. So that's how it was. Most Mesadim leave it out, despite the fact that the Ramos says there's nothing wrong with putting it in. Maybe they're afraid that that they don't want to just...
Huh?
Why should you put it in, right? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very dangerous, Ellie. If you don't know what his real name is, and it's Ellie... These three different names at least.
But
for sure.
But you don't use the other name, you just use another.
Heaven calls him Ellie.
Yeah. So comes from
that's a problem. We're talking about a case where they
with the like Shinkato,
I would write an Elias or Elio, whatever that's it.
If you don't know that,
if you know what it is, if you know what his real name is, it's called the Tar Elio.
Right.
Right, Elio?
But you don't know.
You don't know. Yeah, you're gonna have. If you don't know, you're gonna have to write Elio. You have no brave. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You have no choice. Elio, perfect case. That is perfect. Ali, they called him.
I'm telling you what the Bafeshi is, it's a Kitzur 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 Kitzur
Eli,
what? Like
right, no. But Eli, if you don't know where it's from, you still can't write it. What are you going to do? I'm not sure.
But this idea had Isaac
as being
a keynote for
Shaltiel. Yeah, we don't know. That's not that true anymore nowadays.
They had Isaac. No, they had Yanko. Yanko.
That's right. That's right.
That.
Things change nowadays.
Too.
That's right. Right. That's called a sif tes zayin again.
No one will include these things, even like Masimin. If you know that there are two people who have the name.
Today, we live in New York. Everyone has names, and we just.
So we completely gave up on the whole idea that Shnei Yosef and Shimon Bidir.
Whatever it is. We spoke about that in a previous Chaburu. If you write the his name and her name and then two names and the Kinuyim, you know, which are there naturally. Statistically, I thought there are no there. Not most. We don't know for sure. And I think statistically, it tries to, if you include all these things, his and hers and your fathers and the fathers, it probably doesn't exist.
In terms of the Sim and the Amalek, Rav and the Kishem,
never put in. No, I don't think so. Tezai, im Hashem Hashem the Yotzi Mishem HaIvri, Kohen Yehuda Leon, Kohen Yehuda the Miskari Leon. The main Odom Ektas Hashem HaIvri, Yichtov HaMechunan. That's the Mechabashit. The Mechabashit. The Ramor is, im Echad Beloshim Laz, Kosen HaMechunan. Wait a second. Obviously, Leon is Laz, it's Lion. So then the Farshim explain what's going on over here. If it's a direct translation, but I'm a chuna, but Yehuda doesn't mean a lion. Yehuda doesn't know what it means. His name is Aryeh. Aryeh is a lion, okay? Aryeh is a machuna leon. Yehuda, it's only because he's Gur Aryeh Yehuda, it's based on Mamari Chazal and Sukkim. That's where the mystery fits in. Okay. That's the Beishmu. It's the Kash over here. It's called Lama. It seems to be a steer in the Ramah. On this very point, and that's the teretz that he some gives, the mitzvah here is lav dafka. I'm not going into all those protim. The poskim say, if you're not sure what to write the mitzvah is a safer bet. And the meaning of the butter din I've seen is, if it's a clear, is a Hebrew and an English, they write a mechuna, even though it's not a translation. But if there anything less than that, anything different a little bit, they write down the mitzvah. But in Hebrew and English straight, they write down Hamachun. Even if it's not, a translation. The Goyen quotes the Monadara, that the Kinuyim is Lashem Nochrim, as a precedent for this yourself. Okay. Okay. Now, the Beis Shmuel goes further on the Ramah, and the Ramah says, in general, the Ramah is about What's the mystery? You said before, the Chorosos is the Masha Kosa, the Samach is the Beshmul Sifkot Lamed. Shechad me Hashem Osu Shem Shalaz, Kosvin Hamachune. It was a Chapsastira in the Ramah. The simplest teretz is, he didn't mean. The mitzvah he meant in general the mitzvah which includes Amachun. That's the simplest answer. The other answers are too fancy. This way there's no steer and they don't make Chidusha Torah, which will lead to one of the Piskei Din, which are questionable. Says the Ramah further, V'adin v'isha osn shem ha'ivri ikar. Okay, so here's a yesod that the shem ha'ivri is ikar. Is this some kind of a special thing because we love the Hebrew language? Or there's something more to it than that. So many posts can say that Shmuel Amin Aleph already is talking about it. Kosa B'darkei Moshe, Ishish and Nikris B'shat later Simcha, Viach was a woman's name, Viach Ake Nikris Fredel, which is basically a translation, Simcha, Lo Machmas Koli, Kosa B'Veis Yosef Holchen Acharov Ha'olam, Hainu, Imrov Ha'olam Koron Osa Simcha, Kosin Simcha Ha'machuna Fredel, Imrov Koron Osa Fredel, Kosvin Fredel the Miskaria Simcha, and the Levush said the same thing as well. You follow the majority. Avodat Hadarkei Moshe Hu L'Olam Makdimin Shema Ivri V'Shema Laz Kosvin Machuna V'Chein Kosav Kan. Okay. Hu Adin BeIsha Shema Ivri Ikar. Sounds like a dispute. Is Shem or Ivri a psazach? It has some kind of a special status, seems to be the Rambam's opinion. Well, no, the majority rules, whatever the majority is, that's what it is. That's a machlekes. So that the Pischei Tshuva here in Tzivkot and Mem Gimel, the Beis Shmuel is upset with the Rambam, because he himself has a Tshuva, Simon Teidal, but Peslin, Esther, the Makdim and Shem Peslin, before Esther, because the Rov called the Peslin, even though it's Latz, so a spiro in the Ramo, do you follow the majority? Is the majority first, or is the Hebrew name first? So the Torah's Gizn suggests the possibility that the Ramo says the Hebrew is first only if the English is a pirush shem ho ivri, Yehuda Leon. So the special status of Hebrew only exists if one is a translation of the other. Other than that, you follow the majority. Whoa. If that's the case, on both sides, and in America today, we'll call it in the modern Orthodox circles, where people are usually called by English names. Now it's getting a little bit different. I mean, now the change between 20 years ago and the typical modern Orthodox circle and today is significant. Still many English names, but what's the question? It's a common case. He or she has a Hebrew name, but almost no one calls by that name. And it's not a translation English name, but just a different name, whatever common name is used at that time. You know, whatever the common names are. What do you do? It's a tremendous nafkamina lemaisa. Tremendous nafkamina. That a person is called by the English name primarily, and has a Hebrew name. Has a Hebrew name. According to the Torah's Gittin, the English name comes first. Because the English name today is not, almost all the cases, it's not a translation of the English. That is not the accepted psak. I don't think so. Any person who follows the Maisa follows the Torah's Gittin? I don't think so. I think that nowadays we follow the meaning of writing the Hebrew name first before the English name, even though the English name is the more commonly used name, and even though the English name is not a translation of the Hebrew. What? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know what people are basing themselves on. Machmas Chol, yeah. So in other words, there are other terutzim which would obviate the need for the chiddush of the Torah's Gittin. I think the minig olam is not like the Torah's Gittin. Not at all. That's what I say. I don't think so. Now, what are the following case?
It would also be very funny the other way, because you have a more serious problem. You couldn't say the niskari on the Hebrew name, because
no one calls him that. That's right. The poskim say to put a niskari on a name which no one uses is a serious shash psul. It's a lie. A lie. There are people who are called up to the Torah in a shame lad. That, of course, means a Yiddish name. They're not called up to the Torah with the name Charles. They're called up to the Torah with the name Velvel instead of Zev. That's what they're talking about. This Cheshuvah says, according to the Torah's Gittin, that comes first. That is the Iker. That is the Iker. That's the main name. That's the main name. Because that's the name that is given. It's the halachic name. The halachic is this katzim of a real name. Of a real name. Fine. Well, good. These are, again, cases of what we put in and leave out and what order is being used. Seems that what would happen if a woman who's never called to the Torah and she has a Hebrew name, but it's basically never used, and she signs always in the English name, what comes first? To call to the Beis Shmuel. What comes first? It's hard to know because the Beis Shmuel keeps talking about a shame that's used for Aliyah LaTorah. Even though it's a minority, it has some kind of a special status, and therefore the Hebrew name comes first. Again, even if the English name is not a translation of the Hebrew name, would that apply even in the case of a woman who's never has no shaykhus to any Aliyah LaTorah? It's hard to know. The Beis Shmuel and Laman Aleph talks at length, but it's hard to know. I don't think anyone does it, no matter what the ritual means. I think right. So there's a halachic name, even if she's not getting any aliyahs, and even if she's not from, and still, as long as the name is still used by some people, that's that she has some members of the family go to shul sometimes. But again, it's kept around a little bit in the background. The minig is to use it, and to use it first. Huh? No, they put an English name. No, I know that. And again, they'll use the Hebrew name and they'll put it first. Even though we shall see soon, there are in some cases where they leave it out completely. We're going to get to that. That's our last point that for which the handouts are given. But even when in a case where there is a connection to a shul, with a something, with a mishaberech, and the Hebrew name is put in, you know, it just barely made the cut. But once it makes the cut, it goes first, not second. Even though there are some who might differ. That's the meaning in the sadrin. Once the Hebrew name is there, it comes first almost all the time, despite the various intricacies of the various poskim. Almost always comes first. Well, the chances it comes first, right? Right, can't be not first. Correct. Okay, so now, Sif Yudchet. Okay, this is all Sif today. Sif Yudchet. Mishin Ishtana Shmo Machmas Koli, Afa Pisha Koronos, the Tomah B'Shem Arishan, Mikol Makom, Shem Hashinui Ikor. Afilu Hulaz, the Shem Rishon Ivri, the Kosman also Koden, the Hakach, the Miskri Ploni, Shem Rishon. Okay. The Dafka, Shekoran also the Summer B'Shem Shani, Avalim Ain, Koran also B'Shem Shani Klal, Ain O Kosev Ella Shem Rishon Lulat, Viesh Misha Matrik Shnei Gitin B'Shnei Shemus. Also shame. Who we get? Whether it be first or second. First or second. Okay. This is what we have to discuss, this halacha, and what we can learn from this particular case of Nishtana Machmas Choli to discuss more general cases as well. So the Beis Shmuel and Sipkot Lamed Gimel has Nishtana Machmas Koli as a separate status. Why does it have a separate status? Because you would dafka want to change the name. The old name is going to die from the sickness. You're trying to uproot the name. It gives the Shem Machmas a separate status. It's not just time of change. So the dafka case of Machmas Koli. Shuvah Sarah Moshe used to say, Koli is Lav Dafka. The Rosh used to say, Koli is Lav Dafka. People change for other reasons, because of Koivus. Of schoik, the post comes saying, they can kibbutz harai. Okay. So the Pisgei Tshuvas here are very important. I want to quote the Pisgei Tshuvas, and some of it actually comes from the Get Poshut, so I have the Get Poshut here. And then one of them, I want to even show you to read a little bit together inside. So the Pisgei Tshuva Memvov says, Yeroa li, the lav dafka shini Hashem abo machmas kol. This is Get Poshut Tzadi Beis. Against the, what I call the conventional wisdom. So I didn't shine shom machmas siba chazaka, barach machmas moman v'chahay gavna v'shine shoyach kiru v'chayotze b'zeh the kavanos olak a shmo arishon nikar b'shem hasheni. It has to be serious. Avol shine shmo the siba kala v'ain the machavan lak a shmo arishon v'ikad the karole b'shem echad v'ikad the karole b'shem sheni v'chahay gavna lo amru d'shem sheni ikar v'gamein lo amru d'shem rishon ikar. Eladonin also kimishiyesh lo shnei shemus. Vashem the korale ruba huika by definition. So you follow the majority. This is the psak of the get poshut that's quoted by the Pisgei Tshuva. Okay, it makes sense, and I think that there are many poskim who follow this. That you're not trying to uproot the original name. Of course, today when we have a sick person, I never heard of a place at all now where they change his name completely. I don't know when it's the place. They add a name. They change their name?
They have a ceremony where the Rav says Tfilus, and they open the Tanakh and pick a new name from the Tanakh.
Instead of the old name, they call it the new name.
He quoted to me, Rabbi Akiva Eger, that I wasn't able to find, that said that you have a person whose name is Yeshaya, but he's called Yeshayahu, and you know his name was changed to Machmas Koli, so it was Yeshayahu, because they did that same ceremony before.
Ah. All right, but you know the problem is that in Breuers, it's probably because they're calling him Anyway, they're calling him by some other name, by some German name or English name. That's the reality. A man who's been known his whole life. I don't know anybody in the world who was called Reuven and he got sick and now he's called Shimon. I just don't know such a person. And I'm saying in Breuers, when they do that, they didn't call him Reuven and then they don't call him Shimon. They're calling him Edward. That's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying because we add a name. We don't. No, no halachic difference. I'm just saying it's a factual difference. Right? Factual difference. It's a fact. Oh. Okay. Fine. Our minig was found over here in the Pisrei Tshuva at the end of Sukkotan Memches. That's our custom. It's a custom that we have that they add a name. Derech Tziruf. And the Chaber Shem Hasheni, the Shem Arishon. And Lichtov the Mitzvah ben Shnei Hashemus, as we spoke about before. Vagesh Lichtov Shneim Ritzufin. Shneim Ritzufin. Okay, so that's what he said. That's what we have. Okay.
Maybe there would be an argument that.
Let's hear.
That Lagavi, the issue of the mischief between the two names. Maybe a Shem Machmas Choyle because of the Cheshivas of the Choyle, the man of that when you Messiah of both, that they really become one name. Lagavi, the question of putting in the
mischief. Yeah, I think they should. That's what we just read. It should really be called one name.
Right.
All the time. The guys, they had a name Rafael, they had a name Chaim, Alta. They always say, call them to the Torah. Oh, you know, many people are called to the Torah. Alta something something. They have two ends of three names. Then they call up all three together. No, and they call them three, and if they have a guest leader, they're at their all three. But no Demisker in between. No. Call all three together? I think so. It's an issue. What happens if the person never died from the Chol? Is that name a name or not a name? Say he's dead, might not come here for his son. Is his son called up, you know, if he's called up, if you're writing again, Ben Alter Reuven or Ben Reuven? So some say if he died, that name never took, didn't do the job. So it's bottle. It's bottle. Some say if he died from that chol, he did that within 30 days. There are many intricacies in the poskim as to what to do in these difficult circumstances. And some want to suggest that the case which the poskim say to do two get, we'll see in a moment, is because they wanted to do a get while the father was sick. And you didn't know that you're right there, you're not sure which way it's going to go. If he's going to survive, it'll be Alter Reuven. If he doesn't survive, it's going to be Reuven. Now you're really in a pinch. So you have to, and you want to give the get right now, then you have to write down two get. But other than that, you would not. So that's the minimalist. That's only in that case I'm going to have to do two get. I want to end the Chabura by citing over here the get Poshut that's in front of us. It's Sivkotan Tzadivov. Tzadivov. After I Xerox, there are this before and there's an after, but I just wanted to read some of these highlights over here. Let's start from the beginning. Tzadivov, again, much of it is in the Pesachei Tshuva. Pesachei Tshuva quotes large portions of this get Poshut. Here in Sivkotan Nun Gimel, Nun Dalet, because this is slow quarters to some extent, but I wanted to see it in the original. Okay, so we read in the Mechaba, we just read in Sifri Ches, V'davka k'shekoron osa l'fama b'shem sheni, avalim ein koron osa b'shem beiz klal, ein akosev ela shem rishon b'lvat. Now, what happened over here? They were with the Shini Hashem, we're talking about a Shini Hashem, not some Shini Hashem, Machmas Choli, but it just didn't catch on. It just didn't catch on. They tried to change the name from his mazel. Didn't catch on. He recovered, and everyone forgot about it. He could have been sick when he was 5 years old, and they changed. They called him Chaim instead of Shimon, and then he got better. So the Bubba wanted to be called the child to be called to her husband Shimon. We got changed. She insisted everyone call him Shimon. I was sick and called Chaim. I don't care. He got better already. So you know. He got better, ready to go back to the old name, and it's forgotten that he would ever had this incident. And 40 years later, whenever who remembers he was ever sick and he ever called Chaim, didn't catch on. So So what happens? So you call him. What are you doing that kind of a case? Right. So you only write the original name. Despite the fact he was given an official name and a Meisha Beiruch, and it may have saved his life, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. So it says in Shulchan Aruch. Ken Kotzel Maron Beis Yosef B'Shem HaKuntrasin. Who wrote the Kuntrasin? So somewhere in the middle of this get put, I don't know. Do we know about the Kuntrasin? Right. I don't know. He thinks somewhere in here it was written by the Tashbeis. That's what he says. If so, it's quite an authoritative source. I mean, the Kuntrasin sounds like a pretty anonymous, you don't know what he is, but he thinks somewhere, I don't know, just today I saw it, I was looking to see, he thinks it's written by the Tashbeis. So it's an authoritative, maybe because of course by definition means it's somewhat authoritative. Even earlier than that. It's someone who we have to reckon with what he said. Okay. I don't want to comment on the history. Okay. He says, I wrote the Kuntrasin B'Shleimus back in Sifkotan Sadi Gimel. There he quoted the entire story. I'll read it to you. He quotes this, the Kuntrasin, from a Rashba. Who's Rashba? Who Rabbi Neshimshin ben Avram? Not, that's what he says. It's the Rashba Balatayshin. So, again, I don't know what's going back. Yeah, right. But the Kuntrasin himself is quoting an earlier source, which could have been a Rashba. Right. And this is what he said. Isha Achash Shmo Rivka. V'nishtane Shmo Machmaskoli V'nikritz Chana. V'chol Olam Koran Oso Rivka. Shushmo Rishon. Ein Lahask Yashem Chana Beget. Dehech Nichtov. Im Nichtov Chana de Miskaria Rivka. Im Ken Yerosh Shmo Chana. V'gam Kiika Shmo. V'di Nichtov Rishon. Vein okay. Meyakash lon eskayim shem chana shen ishtaka. V'chozal lo shmo harishin. Im kem pshito she'ein shmo chana. V'kol shekein she'ein o ikar Hashem. V'yaf al gav di'im hoya Hashemim eskayim. Kloma. Shor se nikre tzchana. Af al vishu gam b'nei odam kornos atodah gam Hashem Rivka. Mikol makom hoya Hashem chana ikar. Because it saved the life. Avol zos. She'ein shum adam kora o chana, pshita she'ein o tofel v'lo ikar. So you can't put it first, that's out of the question. V'yim nichtov rivka de miskaya chana, that's a lot. V'yim mezuach mitocho lichtov de miskaya, v'yein o nikris kach. So there's no way to do it. V'chein ein nichtov shem de chana klal, elo rivka bilvad. Pshita. The shame Rivka lo gora mechanicha hanikeres v'yadu al hakol shekotzu haposkim v'sagi v'yoso chanicha l'chud v'afilu l'chatchila v'yimkein pshita sheyesh lichtov shame de Rivka l'chud. That's about women. Men, he talks about Sefer Torah and things of how he signs, etc., etc. This is the quotation of the Kuntrasin. And I think it's, I don't know how much is coming from the Rashba, or who the Rashba is necessarily. It's all coming, or part of it's coming. But this is the source upon which everything is based. And he quotes the race Yosef as another opinion, another situation over here. Someone is called Chaim, and then he's called, I think we'd call today Vivian. I think Vivian was a man's name in England, right? Still is? Okay, it means life, right? That's Chaim is a translation. Right, that's right, right. Chaim Herzog was Vivian Herzog. Right. That's right, right. I think it was a captain of the British Army with the name Vivian Herzog. He was I think it was an officer in the British Army. So that was his name. Chaim they didn't know in the British Army. Couldn't even pronounce it. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, and when he became active there, he became Chaim. Okay? So he says as follows. The question is, if a person writes a shame which is nishtaka, see, the Beis Yosef says that they was born Chaim, then they start calling him Vivian, then Ein Koran also klal b'shem Chaim, Ein Kosin Ela Vivian Bilvad, V'im Kosav Gam Kain Shem Chaim, both they wrote, Mashma Mitok Divrei HaKuntrasin Gabi Isha Sheshmo Rivka V'nishtana Shmo Lachana Te'ena Megureshes. End quote of the Beis Yosef. So he's saying that if you write both names, It's Eina Megureshes. This is the is what puts the fear into the hearts of any Misadrim, not to put a name which may be considered to be Mishtaka, even though they put another name in as well, because they're afraid of this Kuntrasin, with this Beis Yosef, with this Rashba, that if you put both, maybe it's Eina Megureshes. If you look carefully a little bit further in this, I'm now about halfway down the Tzadi Vav in this column over here. Writes as follows. He says, a person, it was a Maisa Shehoya, there was a question of what was with Esther, it changed to Malka, and if Malka was forgotten, so what did he do? He wrote two Gittin. Oh, solved the problem. Didn't solve any problems. Why? One he wrote Esther's called Malka, one he wrote Malka's called Esther. He said, they're both possible. That's exactly what the Kuntrasin said. They're both possible. So, now he didn't solve the problem. And then, to get pushed, it's one to say that maybe it's only Lechat Chila, maybe it's only possible, but the Rabbanon, it's not Botel. That's what he's discussing over here. We don't know. He didn't say Beferish, Eina Megureshes, not in the Beis Yosef, and not in Shulchan HaTor. He says, if you did it, maybe it's the Mokav Igun B'Shas HaTchak, it could be Mekel B'Dieved, Shekosav B'Hem Gam Shem Sheni D'Nishtaka. Let's review again. You write a Shem Shenishtaka, only the Haskamas HaPoskim is, that's possible. But if you write two names, one of which is Nishtaka, then there are many Poskim who say possible, and you have others who are trying to say it's not so bad, but maybe it's not, certainly wouldn't be a Doraisa, but at least maybe it will be possible with the Rabbana, maybe it'll actually be kosher with the Yevet. That's what the Get Poshet is quoting. Says the Get Poshet himself, I think it's him speaking. It's hard to know who's quoting. He quotes so many people. I think it's him speaking, the last 2.5 lines. And he has Daiti, Yerod, the Mitov Divriya, Kuntrasin, Mashma. Him Kosov, Gam, Shem, Shane, and Ishtaka, Haget Poshet. There's no getting out of it. Hey, then the Hafiz Alamida, Loma, the Sfirla, feel that the Eina Megureshes Koloma, like next column, that get Botel, that not, you know, that get Botel, that probably don't have to go, that's a little bit much, okay, we're not going to say that far, Mikomakom Kola Yosher Holech Yavim Mitov Dvorov, that get Pos, and he quotes the Mari Kash and the Lechem Rav and the Makor Boruch and I don't know who else is quoting, etc., etc. This is the opinion of the Get Poshut himself. So now the question becomes critical to know what is called Nishtaka. Because if it's going to be, if the chance is called Nishtaka, even though you're putting in the other name as well, you run the risk of having a get puzzle. That risk you presumably do not run if you write a Chanicha Hayadua Lakol. So he writes in the next paragraph, Umiyu Madova Mefursim Yadua Lemixus Vene Ha'ir, Tahoya Lo Shem Acher, Ela She'eno Rogel Bo Ata. The lo korule b'nei adam ela b'shem hasheni, b'chai gavnim kosov gam shem in the nishtaka, yesh lahati b'mokom igu nishas atchak, the lekel laz kevel the mefursim v'yadua, the mixus b'nei ha'ir, the hoya lo shem acher. He starts talking about the yadus, and the get, and the ger, etc., etc. Hakla la'ola, this is the summation. Isha shvohu rifka v'nishtana shvohu makos koli v'kor lo chanav avna mikholi v'avu yomim rabim v'kol lam v'kor lo v'shem arishin rifka. Look, I feel the poor that the Karol Chana and Kosh Hashem Chana Klal Oikim Lo Tofa. Af Al Gav the Zochin Bnei Ha'ir the Nishtana Shmuel Chana. Some remember she was a child, sure she was sick, but it's been people remember it, but no one's using that name at all. But if Kosh would get Chana the Miskere Rivka, when the Skarsha would get Zeh, then it depends. In Mikzas Bnei Ha'ir Zochin the Nishtana Shmuel Chana. Af Al Gav the Hashtalo Karol Chana. Yesh lahach should get there. B'mokom igu nishas atchak. Hakam afilu mikus b'nei ha'ir ain't zochon d'nishtana shmolachana. Rak echod mikroveho heid shebekat nusa nishtana shmolachana v'nishtaka v'chule alma ein makir and also rak b'shem rivka shoshem arishin afilu b'mokom igu nishas atchak ein lahatir also shetinosu b'get zesh nishtabo chana t'miskaya rivka hachem niseis Lo teitze, because he holds only a psalm of the Rabbanon. This is the soul of the very common practice nowadays in many Botei Din, especially in Chassidus Shabbat Adin, but I found it in Eretz Yisrael, the Gabbat Adin. I found it even in non-Chassidus Shabbat Adin in America, that they're poshut, scared, stiff of this get poshut. Like I wanted to read it to you. It's very frightening. Huh? Okay. No, I understand. So there, if you accept the opinion of those who maintain that if you know that there's some kind of a Hebrew name, it's going to be good, at least for the Eved, that's what he suggests over here, that's one thing. And therefore, there are still, but they did not are writing the Hebrew name on that basis. The question, of course, very good. Okay, so that's one of the critical questions. And of course, another critical question is, does everybody have a Hebrew name nowadays? As we spoke about this a little bit last time. And in America today, it's clear that not everybody has a Hebrew name. That's clear. Rabbi Black told stories last week about a guy whose Zayda wants to walk into a shul to give a Hebrew name. Rabbi Black wouldn't let him. So if he didn't go to the next shul, that means she... And her black wouldn't go with him if she went to the next shul, because a grandfather can't give a name to a grandchild. I think that's probably said by almost all poskim. And therefore, all the people named by their grandparents have no Hebrew name, period. Okay.
Tomorrow the boy's going to get married, and now the child is, was his name Mitzvah, is he most of the money?
We don't believe
it. Get the gift. That's happened to me in Moscow. With the Shema, I put up the book story.
Maybe let's hear it.
The only gift I was open to sell is the two agents, and they're knowledge people, and I asked the aide, what's your name? He tells me Chaim, but the father's name is Avraham. Then I asked the second one. The second one's name is Yaakov. What's your father's name? Avraham. And I see them looking at each other. I ask, are you relatives?
Right.
And they tell me no. And I see a shemitz of a left.
Right.
And I ask them, where did your father get the name Avraham? So they told me the truth.
Go ahead.
The father doesn't have a shem kavod. Who told your name is Ben Avraham? Has a chain in the Beth HaKnesset? They spoke Hebrew. Has a chain in the Beth HaKnesset? You can't be Oyla Ben Vladimir. They gave him a name, Ben Avraham. Okay, fine.
My experience in Moscow, since we're talking about Moscow experiences, I was asked to miss out of Kiddushim when I was there, and I refused. But I filled out the Ksuba. That's not my achrai. I'm not the Masada Kiddushim. I filled out the Ksuba, and the fellow's name was, he was a shtickle of Magad Shiyah there with this woman, and it was just letting him start to learn it. Now it's already a story of 15 years ago, a little over 15 years ago. So he was called up for his aliyah. I was by the Ofruf there, Uri Ben Yosef. Good. What could be wrong? I come to the Ksuba. What I write down? Uri Ben Rochel. That's right. That was correct. The guy was right. I wrote down Uri Ben Rochel. See, the feminists, they had their way, right? I wrote down Uri Ben Rochel, which was the correct thing to write. And then for the Torah, he wanted to be embarrassed himself every week, so it was Rochel's father was Yosef. Okay. That's my Moscow experience. We all have Moscow experiences. You know, certainly if you couldn't duck, you would. So this is the question. It's not a simple issue, especially today, when not everybody has a Hebrew name at all, and people are just scared of this get pushed. I just want to make one final comment. Rabbi Bleich, in the waning moments of the Chabur last week, quoted the Beit Shmuel right here in front of us, Sif Koton Lamed Zayin at the end. Sivkot and Lamed Zayin. And there are different girsas in the Beis Shmuel. The Kosev Belavush, Im Kosev Shem Anishtaka. The Pesachet Shuvah Nun Dalet, quotes from the Get Poshut, it should really say, Gam, the Levush said, Gam Shem Anishtaka, Posel. That's already, you know, it's already, as I said before, a little bit more frightening. People don't realize that the proper girsa probably is Gam. Okay? Uvegir ha-megarish kosev nishtak Hashem gius, the kosev Hashem gius kosher b'di'evet. Ha! Stiri guluya. What's going on? What's the answer? Ki b'shem Yisrael yesh chashash sheyomru ein zeh ha-megarish. That's the ultimate reason. Let's not lose sight of the fact that the ultimate reason for all these tumors is somebody else. Right? Ein zeh ha-megarish ela acherhu sheshmo kachu. Avol shem gius Ein l'shum bar Yisrael. So we see from here, Yisod, that if we're not going to be afraid of Acheru, then there's room to be made. So Rabbi Blach used this as a raya to the all is shame. Since there exists a Hebrew name, which is, we know in advance is not going to be used commonly, but Yon Tzion already started by saying they had a Hebrew name just for Elias and a German name for the rest of their life, and the all is shame went a little bit further than that. So therefore, there's no chashash psul of shame, shenishtak, which may be the case. Because the only slight way to make that right, not to be completely compelling, is as follows. Because shame, gius, is ein lishum bar Yisrael. That's the literal case that the Beis Shmuel is talking about. But if the person had a shame Yisrael, shenishtaka, that his name was Shimon, and he was born Shimon. His brista gave him the name Shimon, and his ksuba, let's say, if he got married semi-traditionally, they put down Shimon, right? But absolutely no one in the world calls him Shimon. They're calling him Stephen, just something along those lines. Not completely mukhrach from this Beis Shmuel, that if you write down Shimon, that it would be okay. I'm not saying it's not okay. But it's not a complete hechrach, because over the case of the Beis Shmuel, Shem Goyis Ein Lishum Bar Yisrael. So therefore, we understand that that's not a problem. But in this particular case, where everyone knows him as Stephen and they write down Shimon, I don't know if you can say that there's that same svara. What do you mean? I mean, there are people who are called Stephen who don't have a name, Shimon, who have, even today, don't even have any Hebrew name. So it's not exactly the same thing. Comparable, but not exactly. So I'm not here to make machri anything. I'm just here to record a fact that in many Batei Din, they're afraid to write a Shem Shinishtaka, even though they write the other name as well. They're afraid to put it first. To put it second, no one puts it second. To put it first, so as we saw in the Get Poshut, I got to put it first. It's certainly not going to be the Iker Shem. That goes to what we spoke about last time. Tuffel, which is called the Iker, is it possible to the Evid or not? That goes back to Sif Beis already. So many, but they didn't have just taken the posture of leaving it all out. If you leave it out, is there a downside? Yes, absolutely a downside. Maybe you're not writing a Get Lechatchil. True. But this is a question of the stakes. It's hard to possible the Get, which says Stephen only. The guy was not from, and there's almost no one in the world who knows his name is anything but Stephen. Not that he's just a community which calls him anything else, but hard to possible that get. That almost certainly has to be kosher. That's because of the chatchila, not necessarily. So people are just chicken. That's well down to it. I mean, I'm not saying it in a negative sense. I just want to make sure, fail safe, that together be kosher, at least for the Yemen, that's what some are doing. And others say, no, we want to write a get the chatchila, and they're not so worried about the get pushed, because they think that the world today is different. I'm not here to be machri, I'm just here to report what the various positions are. Okay, so Mr. next week, same time, same station? Okay. I have a wedding next Monday night, so let's just try to make sure to start as on time as possible, so you have to get there.